Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Feast of the Church as we gather for worship this morning. Today we are following the order of matins on page 219. There are announcements that have been displayed on our whiteboard, and I would encourage you to see them. And if you haven't seen them all as they've been displayed, then they're printed copies on the back table as you enter into the sanctuary. This morning, we will, during our worship service, be dedicating quilts to the Lutheran World Relief Missions Project that goes on, and we certainly thank all those that have helped in the production of our quilts for this service opportunity. We're looking forward to next Sunday, which is our Rally Sunday, and the congregation is invited to join the Sunday school students in the education hour in the Peace Center across the street next week. And the week following that, we will have a Bible study that I will be leading downstairs. So we look forward to these opportunities to continue to grow in faith and to join one another and encourage each other in our faith. This morning, our opening hymn is numbered 809. I invite you to sing with me at this time. I invite the congregation, please stand.
O Lord, open
The Old Testament lesson is from Proverbs chapter 4, verses 10 through 23. Hear, my son, and accept my words, that the years of your life may be many. I have taught you the way of wisdom. I have led you in the paths of uprightness. When you walk, your step will not be hampered, and if you run, you will not stumble. Keep hold of instruction. Do not let go. Guard her, for she is your life. Do not enter the path of the wicked, and do not walk in the way of the evil. Avoid it. Do not go on it. Turn away from it and pass on, for they cannot sleep unless they have done wrong. They are robbed of sleep unless they have made someone stumble, for they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the righteous is like the light of the dawn, which shines brighter and brighter until full day. The way of the wicked is like deep darkness. They do not know over what they stumble. My son, be attentive to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Let them not escape from your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and healing to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all vigilance, for from it flows the springs of life. O Lord, have mercy upon us. Please read along with me the gradual. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your steadfast love in the morning and your faithfulness by night. The epistle lesson is from Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 through 24. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other, to keep you from doing the things you want to do. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident: sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law, and those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
I invite the congregation to please stand for our gospel readings. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 17th chapter. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was passing along between Samaria and Galilee, and as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance and lifted up their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. And he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well." O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. I invite the congregation to to continue with our responsory. Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens. Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. I invite the congregation to please be seated, and those children that are present may come forward at this time for a children's message. Good morning, boys and girls.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's good to see you all this morning. Today we have heard about Jesus healing people who had a disease called leprosy, a disease of their skin. And when they were healed, what did some of those individuals do? What did one of them do when he realized he no longer had the disease?
He went back to give praise to the Lord.
He went back and he gave praise to the Lord. He thanked him, right? Yeah. What do we call saying please and thank you?
Manners.
Those are manners types words, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And we hear how the lepers, they were in need of help, and they asked, they said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And that was them asking Jesus to help them. Have mercy on us. And they then were able to praise God for what Jesus had done. Yes, they go and they show themselves to the priests and they praise God. And they also were thankful. So you and I, we have the opportunity to show God that we are thankful for all that he has done. We don't have leprosy. Do you, any of you have leprosy?
No.
No, we don't have leprosy. But what do you and I suffer from each and every day? We suffer from sin, don't we? And Jesus, he's the one who heals us from all of our sins. And so we thank him for healing us. And so we come and we worship him the way that that one came and worshiped before him. So I invite you to continue and to raise your voices and sing and to pray our prayers and our worship services and do all that you can to show and to appreciate what God has done for you today and tomorrow and always, because he certainly has helped us and healed us, and he desires you to live life with him for all eternity. So let us fold our hands at this time as we say an echo prayer. We pray, Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Dear God, our Heavenly Father, thank you for sending Jesus. Thank you for sending Jesus to heal me from all my sins. To heal me from all my sins. Please help me give thanks and praise to you. Please help me to give thanks and praise to you. And encourage others to worship you. And encourage others to worship you. And have faith in our Savior Jesus. And have faith in our Savior Jesus. We pray in his holy and precious name. We pray in his holy and precious name. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you very much for coming up this morning, boys and girls. And as you return to your seats, our Congregation will continue by singing hymn 749. This morning's sermon is based upon their text from Luke chapter 17. Many of you are well acquainted that there are some things that just cannot be healed, even though our technology is able to improve your life in certain areas, help with certain conditions, extend life longer than it has been in the past, and yet it's not always the answer, and we may not be fully healed. Take, for example, LASIK eye surgery. Any of you have LASIK done? I have known a few people. They've gotten it done. Now they no longer have to wear any corrective lenses of any type, no contacts, no glasses. And yet when I asked my optometrist about this, he said, for you, that's going to be a waste of money. You're only going to be removing your cornea material, and if you do so, it's most likely not even going to correct you to that 20/20 vision. You'll still need contacts, you'll still need glasses, and then if anything else should go wrong with your eyes, you're going to have less material, and it's could be even worse. So it's not always the answer. Can't completely reverse the problems that we have. But just imagine Jesus healing today as he did during these earthly ministry. How many people would flock to be where he is to receive true healing? Not just to be better because you're taking a medication daily that helps regulate some condition, not having gone and having received surgery that changes your body, but rather actually going and being healed to be made fully well. I can only imagine that a stadium tour with Jesus Christ would sell out immediately. People would pay whatever sort of airfare they would need in order to get to that place, to not have to go and doctor constantly, to not have to suffer through different treatments, the side effects of medication, but rather to be fully and completely healed. No side effects, no ailments, just as good as you were, even better than the day you were born. People would go, won't they? I'd certainly consider. So it's not too surprising that we have the account we have in Luke chapter 17. Jesus has been ministering. He's been performing miracles. And I'm sure people were talking about what he has done. The healings, bringing back from the dead, feeding 5,000, all the different diseases, deaf hearing, blind seeing. And so we have lepers. They seek to be healed. They come and they respect the distances as is required, and yet they're close enough so that their voices might be heard by Jesus. They cry out, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." They show and they honor Jesus. They give him respect, labeling him Master, Lord, have mercy on us. And he certainly is the Lord of heaven and earth, having all power over creation. Yes, he can heal them. And so they ask, have mercy on us. Do what you are able to do and what we cannot. Please heal us from this disease. And Luke says, when he saw them, he said to them, go and show yourselves to the priests. So go to the priests. Follow the laws of purity. Show yourself to the priests so that you may be declared pure, so that you may be reconciled with your families, with your communities, so that you can be joined together as you used to be. And so they go upon hearing this command of Jesus. And Luke records that, and as they went, they were cleansed. It wasn't because he had touched them as he had healed others in the past, but simply he sends them on their way and they go believing that when they show themselves to the priests, they will be healed. They will no longer bear leprosy upon their skin, but rather they will be clean, and they will be welcomed into the community once more. You and I and all humanity suffers from separation from the community that we were designed to be part of. We were designed by God, our Heavenly Father, to be in community with Him. And when Adam and Eve sinned and brought sin into the world, you and I were tainted with that disease, you might call it, that illness, that sinful nature that you and I cannot do anything to erase. And because of sin, we have been separated from God, our Heavenly Father. Adam and Eve, they were cast out from the Garden of Eden. No longer would they walk with God as they did. And so it is the situation that you and I face today. We no longer are born knowing God in perfection, but rather we are born knowing sin in our corrupt nature. And so we cry out in the same way that the lepers did. Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. We speak in the Kyrie. For there is no other way for you and for me to be healed. There is no other healing upon earth except through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And God, our Heavenly Father, He has heard our pleas for mercy. He's heard our pleas even before we have uttered them, as He is the God who knows all things. He has heard our pleas and He has sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to the earth so that you and I would be made whole through His life, through His suffering and death upon the cross, and through His resurrection, and through faith, we are made whole. Yes, Jesus is the answer to our cry for mercy, and He speaks comfort. He gives to you assurances that you are cleansed. In the waters of holy baptism, in which He has commanded that we go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, sins are washed away. He gives to you the Holy Spirit, and you are made whole and restored with your relationship with your Heavenly Father. We are adopted as faithful and blessed sons and daughters of God. In the Lord's Supper, He gives His very body and blood to assure you that your sins are forgiven and that through Him you have life and salvation. As we receive the body and the blood, we say, Amen. Yes, yes, it shall be so, just as our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has declared. His body and His blood are shed for the forgiveness of my sins, for the sins of all who believe. We recall our baptism and we say, yes, God has given us His good gifts through this act of water and word. And He is faithful to His promises that in baptism we are cleansed and forgiven, and we believe. It's not because of what those lepers did. It's not because they thanked Jesus, the Samaritan, but rather it is as Jesus told the one who returned, Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well. Your faith today makes you well. Your faith that is kept and sustained in your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is what provides you with life everlasting, and your faith, that itself is a gift from God. The Holy Spirit, which he gives through holy baptism, gives to you faith to believe, revives you from the deadness of sin, creates within you a living faith, a faith that we cling to each and every day, a faith that says, yes, Jesus is the Son of God who has come to heal me and heal all others of our sins so that we may have eternal life. This is the joyful message you and I get to share in this world, that yes, faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is saving. It's not because of our good deeds. It's not because of anything that you and I have done. Rather, it's only through Jesus Christ that you and I are saved. Continue to grip and hold firmly to that faith that God has given to you. Cherish it and share it with others so that they too may have faith that makes them well. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, amen. At this time, I invite you to stand as we sing the Te Deum.
Thank you.
time our offerings are presented. I lift my eyes to the hills, for where does my help come from?
My help comes from the Lord, the Creator of heaven and earth.
At this time, we dedicate the quilts for a Lutheran World Relief. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,
Amen.
In His great love for us, the eternal God has taken on human flesh and joined Himself to His own creation. Heaven and earth are now filled with His glory as He uses the things of this world to bring us His blessings. He has made everything beautiful in His time, so that we may behold the beauty of the Lord and inquire in His holy temple. It is fitting that these quilts be sanctified by word and prayer for use in the whole. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Your Son is the express image of Your glory, so that when we behold Him, we contemplate Your unending mercy. Bless and sanctify these quilts, which are offered in honor of Your only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Grant that all who behold them may by Your grace be strengthened in the true faith and worship You with a steadfast heart through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with You in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. May the Lord, the Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit bless these quilts and all who behold them. Amen. At this time, we continue with the prayers of the church. In heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come,
Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Amen.
O Lord, hear my prayer. Come to You.
O Lord, keep Your church with Your perpetual mercy, and because of our frailty, we cannot but fall. Keep us ever by Your help from all things hurtful, and lead us to all things profitable to our salvation. Through Jesus Christ, Your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with You in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, You have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with Your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all of our doings, being ordered by Your governance, may be righteous in Your sight. Through Jesus Christ, Your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with You in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
You may be seated as we conclude with our closing hymn, numbered 738.
98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation.
98Q Country. Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Overcast skies today with a chance for scattered rain showers. Daytime highs approaching 64. Northeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for isolated showers tonight. Lows level off around 48. Cloudy skies. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Chance for isolated rain showers 62. High temperatures reach up to 59 Tuesday with a chance for scattered rain showers 62. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Wednesday. Another look at the short range. High of 64 today. Lows level off around 48 tonight. Wish a top off around 62 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, 56.
From Music City, USA, this is Into the Blue, featuring the very best in bluegrass and acoustic country music. And now here's your host, recipient of the IBMA Broadcaster of the Year Award and the Bluegrass Now Fans Choice Award, Terry Hurd.
Hello and welcome to the show. Great to be back with you here as we head into the blue once again with the very best in bluegrass. New ones on the way from Sister Sadie, Gary Nichols, Mylon Miller, Jason Carter, and many, many others. All brought to you by BluegrassToday.com, your online source for all the breaking news in bluegrass music, upcoming events in your area, airplay charts, and so much more. Log on, check them out, and crank it up because we're getting ready to head into the blue right now with a brand new one from the Travelin' McCurries, their first single from the upcoming CD. Here's The Hole of the Moon.
Flashes.
You'll find that on Promised Land just out a few weeks ago. One called Dirty Old Town featuring Sam Bush. I'm Terry Hurd. We're into an hour of great bluegrass music, and we're going to call on Sister Sadie right now, bring them around for their brand new single just out on Mountain Home. This one's titled Willow.
Loved you too.